Oh, well, thank you guys. I don't know, I really miss this, honestly. I love doing these. It's, don't know. I've always been like an exhibitionist, you know, obviously. I don't know, for those of you who don't really know anything about me, I started doing this sort of thing. I don't know when you would consider starting it. I think it. When did I start? I don't know. Well, I started on 4chan, actually, on their social board. I was on there one day and I saw their Arvokaru thread, and I thought it seemed cool, so I made one. And then I made more. And I used to post them on my old Color Me profile. And I don't know. I don't even know how many people listen to them then. Maybe like five or six. Because I didn't know GWA at the time. And it was just fun, you know? And then I found GWA eventually, and I found that quantity matters just as much as quality when it comes to the fucking rush of power I get from exploring this side of myself when I'm with you. To have you watching and listening and just knowing you're there, it sends me to my top space, and I'm a little bit of a show-off. I like to perform in front of an audience, and I'm never quite as good as when I have you with me, watching me, listening to me. Knowing that you're going to re-listen to me later. Then over and over again, you're gonna let my voice sink into your mind and squeeze out every drop of thought and arousal you possess. Knowing that you trust me is, I mean, it sounds weird, but even the sweeter, comforting side of me is an exhibitionist. And it's such a warm, wonderful feeling knowing that so many of you trust me enough to go deep and to transfer me. Knowing that some of you are just sluts for me. Respond better to my voice than anyone else's. You know, I'll admit, I sometimes feel a little possessive, but just because something's mine doesn't mean it can't belong to another as well. So I'm always so excited when you have someone else that plays with you too, that owns you as well. You know, I always thought it would be fun to create a series of cult-like files, you know? The religion of sorts, where there's priests and priestesses. I'm not sure what the gender-neutral form of priest or priestess would be. Pastor isn't quite right. But we'd figure something out so everyone can be there properly. And of course, all of those priests and priestesses, and they would all be underneath me, worshipping properly. Training you for me. I think that would be a fun series, but I'll have to find some proper little voices to really fill it out at some point. Well, that's just one of those dreamy ideas I get sometimes. I have lots, you know, in regards to you. I have lots and lots of things I want to do to you. Plots and plans and... If you haven't noticed, I'm afraid I'm a bit flighty sometimes. Intensity is always going to be there, but I get bored easy and distracted by new thoughts of what I want to do to you. I guess that's why sometimes it's so hard to finish you off. Why sometimes I just tease you relentlessly and work you up until, well, you know. God, I love the thought of you just sitting there, throbbing, quivering, squirming for me. It's not like I didn't know what I was doing to you. I am hungry though, so I am gonna go eat. I'll be back at about 1:45. No, I am gonna go and not let you distract me again. So naughty.